Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
The folks who were out there continuing to drive, they just seemed that they were more likely to engage in risky behaviors. We had people that were taking more chances. They were being very aggressive. And it's been reported several times across the state and across the nation that the open roads with that less traffic during the pandemic, it unleashed those speeders and the reckless driving. It just really took a toll on our fatalities. You know, just because we can drive faster, it doesn't mean that we should drive faster. We need to put safety first. And we estimated that Missourians could expect to see both motorcycle fatalities and serious injuries rise. And we were estimating an additional 40 to 45 people could lose their lives as a result of this legislation and this measure. And it looks like we might be on pace for that, which I hate to say.
I'm Sarah Fenske. 181 people lost their lives on Missouri roadways last year. That's a significant increase from 2019, which saw 881 fatalities. And of last year's deaths, 128 were pedestrians. That's more than 12% of all roadway deaths. Those are some chilling statistics. And joining us today with more on them is Nicole Hood. She is the State Highway and Safety Traffic Engineer for the Missouri Department of Transportation. Nicole, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So, Nicole, those numbers, fatalities were up 12% last year, and that's with many fewer cars on the road. Are those two things related?
You know, it's interesting you asked that question because originally we would have thought for sure with less traffic on the roadways that we would have had less fatalities, which the results definitely, they were contrary to what we thought would happen.
Mm-hmm. What, how do you account for these numbers then in light of, you know, what we've seen and what the data tells you?
So what we've seen and, you know, kind of what we're noticing is just, you know, with up to 50% less traffic for much of the year, you know, it was the folks who were out there continuing to drive. They just seemed that they were more likely to engage in risky behaviors. So we had people that were taking more chances. They were being very aggressive. And it's been reported several times across the state and across the nation that the open roads with that less traffic during the pandemic, it unleashed those speeders and the reckless driving. It just really took a toll on our fatalities.
We heard from a number of listeners, and this is all anecdotal, but they say this is exactly what they observed last year. The fact that people could speed means they did. Our listener Emily writes, I believe people took advantage of the lack of traffic and started treating our highways like the Autobahn. I drive to different hospitals around St. Louis, and the roads have gotten so much more dangerous over the last year. At least once a week, I almost get hit by people driving speeds that are way too fast, seemingly not paying attention, not using turn signals, and looking down at their cell phones. Eric writes in an email, having experienced the past 12 to 13 months commuting to and from work in Ferguson from Frontenac each weekday, I believe the recklessness of drivers on the road is at least partly responsible. I see a high-speed vehicle or multiple vehicles on I-70 almost every day, weaving in and out of traffic and driving at least 80 miles per hour through some very congested areas near Page and Olive. That's got to be a disappointment, Nicole. You know, it sounds like you guys went into this with some optimism, thinking, hey, here's one small silver lining. Wasn't the case
exactly.
At all.
Yes, yes. We were so hopeful that that would be the silver lining. But yeah, speed, it was a contributing factor in almost 40% of the statewide fatalities. And actually in the St. Louis district, it was a contributing factor in 48% of the fatalities. And that's up, 25% compared to years prior. So that's just really a notable increase in the category. It was already one of the biggest contributors to fatal crashes. And, you know, we've had conversations, of course, with enforcement across the state and Highway Patrol. I was just recently talking to them, and they've stopped drivers going 120 to 140 miles per hour. And that was on a stretch of 270 in St. Louis. So I just, folks need to understand that if you choose to drive way too fast and if you're careless, you know, there's consequences and you could die or worse yet, you could kill somebody else. You know, just because we can drive faster, it doesn't mean that we should drive faster. We need to put safety first.
So one of the things we did hear from many listeners is they feel like there's not enough enforcement out there. And I know you guys are just one agency. There's a whole patchwork here that are enforcing the law. But is there any sense of we need some stepped up patrols in light of speed is such a factor, as you say, 48% of these crashes in the St. Louis area?
Yeah, you know, we have been coordinating with the patrol quite a bit, especially now that our work zone season has taken underway. We have actually a program that we're calling Operation Protect, and our highway patrol folks are out there and they're partnering with us to be able to get some law enforcement, especially in the work zones, with the hopes to increase safety. And they're going to be targeting to help reduce speeding, distracted driving, and just other unsafe driving habits that could put lives at risk. And so that's an area that we are upping the enforcement right now. So they're out there, and we need to get the message that, you know, enforcement is out there and that these are things that we need to be able to turn the tide on.
One of the other statistics from 2020, there were 27 fatalities in work zones. That's got to hit especially hard for you since MoDOT is often the people out there working.
Yeah, it definitely does. It's very disheartening, and we're moving in the wrong direction in that area. The 27 people lost their lives in Missouri work zone crashes, you know, that is the most that we've seen. And we're having so many of our employees who are getting hit in their protective equipment. We call them TMA hits. So it's motorists that are crashing into our protective equipment. Actually, St. Louis, unfortunately, was an area, again, where the majority of those hits did occur. We have 60% of the crashes statewide were actually occurring in St. Louis. And a lot of that does tie back to the speeding, and it ties back to the distracted driving, the inattention.
Wow. So the St. Louis area, we are leading in these statistics and not at all in a good way.
Exactly.
So some of these other statistics you shared with us relate to pedestrians. Of last year's death, 128 were pedestrians. That's more than 12% of all roadway deaths. Do we have a sense of what is putting so many of these people on the roadways where they end up being killed?
Well, you know, we do look at that information, and believe it or not, a lot of those are not in actual crosswalks. So the pedestrian fatalities are occurring along the roadway. You know, and I hate to even say this, but, you know, St. Louis District definitely did have over 40% of the statewide pedestrian fatalities last year. And we're seeing that once again, it's speed of vehicles, it's the failure to yield. There's alcohol, there's drug impairment by not only the people driving the vehicles, but also pedestrians. And then you have that distraction and inattention again.
So when you say these people were not in crosswalks, it sounds like from how you're elaborating on that, this is not a case of somebody who's trying to cross the street. This is somebody who's maybe on the side of the road. In some cases, are these people who've been involved in a non-fatal accident and still end up a fatality?
Yeah, so some of them, they are folks who might just be running or walking along the roadway. You know, we do have those other, I guess we call them the non-traditional pedestrians. So those are the folks that didn't necessarily begin their trip as a pedestrian. So they started off driving in their car, and then they ended up exiting their vehicle for one reason or another. Maybe they had car trouble or they were in some type of crash, but they end up getting out of the car and then they get struck by another vehicle. And it's often on these high speed roadways. So, you know, sometimes you're driving down the road and you see people that are standing out there in front of their car and they're on their cell phones, like they're trying to call to get help. But that's definitely not where you want to be in that situation.
You got to get far away from these wild St. Louis drivers, basically.
Oh, yeah. You want to remain in your vehicle with your seatbelt fastened until help arrives. You know, in some situations that may not be possible because it's like an emergency type situation. But if you can stay in your vehicle and remain, you know, fastened with your seatbelt, that's the best tip that I can give on that.
Nicole, do we have any sense of just how many people were killed under those kind of conditions, these non-traditional pedestrians?
Well, you know, we do look at that, and Last year, it was about 10% of our pedestrians that were killed in those non-traditional, I guess, crashes.
So that's about a dozen.
Yeah, it was about a dozen. Mm-hmm.
We actually got a email from a listener named Ed. He says, I'd like to see a breakdown by month, age group, weather conditions, time of day, gender, and if the death was a Missouri driver or out of state. Then you could profile when the roads are the most dangerous and target those statistics into how to decrease deaths occurring on Missouri highways. If these statistics aren't being tracked at this time, why not? There's a lot of different factors he's asking about there. Mm-hmm. Nicole, any sense on whether you guys are keeping track of the right stuff to form those kind of conclusions he's looking for?
Yeah, that there's a lot of that data available. I didn't quite catch all of that, but you can actually go out to the Save More Lives website, too, and there's a lot of crash statistics out there, and it's available to the public where you can do different queries on, you know, where the crashes are occurring, what the circumstances were. Was it day, night? Was it, you know, wet, dry? So there's a lot of great information out there, and we are actually tracking a lot of that because the data is very important, and we use that data to be able to execute some of the projects and things that we implement and some of the improvements that we implement.
We got another email. This was from Madonna in Crestwood. She writes, can you determine how many of the deaths were from motorcycles and if there's any correlation to the Missouri legislature getting rid of helmet laws? Is that at all on your radar?
Yes, that definitely is on the radar. And, you know, we started to look at that last year because we thought we might start to see something. But then we realized that the new law didn't go into effect until August of 28th. But I will say, unfortunately, so far this year in 2021, the motorcyclist fatalities have increased by 40%. And if you look at the unhelmeted motorcyclist fatalities, we had two fatalities in 2020 year to date. And right now we're actually showing 18 in 2021. So that's like over an 800% increase. So, you know, and we did, you know, with the pass of the helmet repeal legislation last year, you know, we really fought hard against that. And we estimated that Missourians could expect to see both motorcycle fatalities and serious injuries rise. And we were estimating an additional 40 to 45 people could lose their lives as a result of this legislation and this measure. And it looks like we might be on pace for that, which I hate to say.
Yeah, it's terrible to be right in a situation like that. But it sounds like the stats bear this out. This was a very deadly plan.
Yeah. And, you know, folks, they don't want to wear their seatbelts and they don't want to wear helmets. But I would encourage all Missourians, you know, use that freedom of choice to make a safe decision. Something as simple as putting that seatbelt on or that helmet, it can make all the difference in the outcome of a crash.
So, Nicole, you mentioned the motorcycle stats for so far this year. Now that more drivers are on the roadways, are we seeing that rate of overall accidents going down?
This is another, I guess, it's just sad story. We looked at our fatality report yesterday. It comes out weekly, and it just made me sick to my stomach to look at it because as of, you know, June 13th, our fatalities have increased by 11% compared to this time last year. So we're up, you know, an increase of 42 fatalities. We're just not moving in that right direction. And, you know, what's really concerning is we're continuing to see the increases in speed and the increase in reckless driving that we observed, you know, during the early stages of the pandemic. They're continuing and it's carrying over into 2021. And actually, this last weekend was terrible. We had 9 fatalities on Sunday. 2 of those were double fatals, which we generally around 3 fatalities a day. But yeah, we had 9 last Sunday. So not where we want to be for sure.
Well, these statistics are all so dispiriting. And it's just terrible to see we're continuing to go in the wrong direction. In our final minute here, I did want to mention you guys have a plan to try to tackle this. This is called Show Me Zero. What is the focus here and what thought would you want to leave our listeners with when it comes to these roadways?
Well, first, I'd love to encourage folks to go out to the SaveMoLives.com website and, you know, just look at the plan because it's really going to help you understand what the crash problem is in Missouri, and it's going to help you understand how you can contribute to fixing that problem. And it really does come down to the behavior of the driver. So there's 4 focus areas, and I'd love for that just to be kind of the top of mind for drivers when they get in their vehicle. There are 4 messages and actions that you can take to stay safe. That's buckle up, phone down, slow down, and drive sober. Because if we could get Missourians committed to these four actions just every time they use the transportation system, we could really plummet, you know, the number of fatalities and move in the right direction. And we just need everyone and anyone to do something so that we can change the traffic safety culture.
Well, these statistics are a really good wake-up call, if nothing else. So, Nicole Hood, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, I really, really do appreciate the opportunity to be able to share this message because I just think folks don't have any idea how many people die on our roadways every year. So thank you so much, Sarah.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here. If you learned something new from today's episode, consider leaving us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the easiest way to help people discover our show. We appreciate it. Thank you. St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.